When it comes to money crimes, the thieves are moving off the streets and online, with cyber criminal activities now replacing traditional over-the-counter bank robbery. Trend Micro's 2013 annual security roundup reports that attacks on individual users' bank accounts are on the rise. On the line to talk about this trend and how we can combat it is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, Tim, if there's anything we've learned from cyber criminals, is that they are very quick to adapt to change. So what sort of changes did we see in their activity or their targets last year?
Yeah, we've seen a number of things in 2013. The main part that we saw is that the cyber criminals looked at improving their existing tools rather than creating a whole lot of new ones to exploit breaches that were out there. And the main targets they had was, first of all, banking. We saw a massive increase in the number of online banking malware that almost doubled in this country, an unbelievable amount. We saw an increase in ransomware, where infections take over the computer and try and lock the person out there until they pay money. Also, I think in 2013, we saw the real growth and a massive growth in mobile. So bits of viruses and ransomware targeted purely at people who are using their mobile devices to get out to the internet. And finally, we saw social networking attacks increase as well. And people are using social networking attacks to get customers' data, to steal their identity, and therefore go back to the banks and pretend that they are the people that they've just taken over.
Right, and of course, with so many of us now relying on online tools to manage our money, such as internet banking, it's pretty alarming to hear that, you know, online banking has become such a prime target. So what should users be on the lookout for?
At the end of the day, no one is free from risk, but there are some simple steps people can take to make sure that they are safe online and what they do. First of all, make sure you use a secure network and one that's protected by a password. A lot of people see free Wi-Fi and connect to that, and you know that might be good to go and check out something on the internet, such as a Sydney Morning Herald site or something like that. But realistically, when you're doing your banking, make sure that you're on a secure network. The other thing is you need to protect your devices. You need to have some sort of security up there. We had a recent survey as well that just showed that the amount of people who believe security is the four-key digit PIN that you put into your mobile phone, that's just to stop people getting in very, very easily. But you need to actually have full security on your mobile device like you would your desktop or notebook. And the final part is look at changing your passwords regularly. The average person has some 15 accounts, and in Australia we see that number a little bit higher. But out of those 15 accounts, they have two, maybe three passwords. So when someone does get hacked and they find out one password, they get access to a lot more information than just that one account that they get into. So we recommend people use some password management software to give them that security and make sure that when they do get in, they don't get in everywhere.
Okay, some good tips there. Now, this annual security roundup reports that Australians seem to be getting caught out clicking on links to phishing sites, which are those sites designed to steal information and obviously trick people into clicking on them. And of course, that trend is on the increase on mobile devices too. So what do users need to know about avoiding these malicious links? Is it just a cultural thing, you know, not just automatically clicking on links that you receive?
Well, I think we all like to click on the latest joke or the latest funny thing that someone sends through to us. Or we've become so used to just seeing embedded words and clicking on them to see, like, what is this that the person sent to me? But this is particularly how a big way that they're trying to target us. So you know, we've seen a 38% increase from 2012 to 2013 in phishing sites directly targeted at mobile. So we recommend that people keep the following in mind, that they don't open links and emails, particularly if it's from someone that they don't know or it's embedded down in the bottom of an email and it doesn't look right. The other thing is when they're doing their banking and when they're doing anything important, use the official app. Don't actually use a link from an email. So if the Commonwealth Bank sends you an email, say, yep, I'll action that and then go to their proper app to actually take an action. Don't get caught out by the phishers trying to steal your identity.
Now, what about information breaches that occur outside of our devices? This is an interesting one. We've seen it come up quite a few times where user information, including credit card details, have been stolen from a company that you might deal with, such as Sony Computer Entertainment had a big breach. Adobe had a big one last year. I was actually affected by that one. I had the credit card company ring me up and saying, oh, by the way, someone's made a $1,000 transaction on a credit card that I only ever used with Adobe and then found out they'd been breached. So how do users protect themselves against this? Because it's kind of outside their own own control.
That is a very, very big question. And moving forward, we've got to see corporations and governments have a look at better legislation to protect consumers when there are data and privacy breaches. But what can we do as consumers today? One of the things that we recommend is that, once again, you keep a separate password for each account. So even though they get into the Adobe account and they find out your username and password, they can't get into your Sony account and all your other accounts to utilize that. But what happens when you lose your credit card? Personally, I have a very low-value credit card that I use for online stuff just like that, just to ensure that if something happens, it's not going to break the bank. But this is where we've got to allow the banks actually step in and help us out. So it really is a tough one to look at and saying, how can consumers protect against that? We need the companies to step up. But you know, there is naturally the references is that you know if a deal on the internet is too good to be true from a company that you barely know, should you go and buy it versus actually buying it from someone who will stand up there and protect you? But the final words on this would be that at the end of the day, we just need to be vigilant.
Yeah, fair enough too. And so overall, looking at this report from you guys for 2013, what I get from this is users, no matter what device they're on, are basically now under threat from cyber criminals' activities. So what are the basic tools that everyone should have to protect their devices? I guess along with a bit of common sense, and things like password protection and not clicking on links just because they're there.
The most basic protection that anyone can have is just to be aware that there are the risks out there. A lot of people believe that it won't happen to me, and the reality is it's happening to more and more people. And every year that we run our security reports and have a check of it, more and more people know or have been affected by this than the year before. So what we recommend is, you know, make sure you use a secure network and you have secure passwords. I think that really is fundamental. We also recommend that you protect all your devices. It's not just about your PC and your notebook. You need to look at your mobile devices. You need to protect any way that you are going to the internet and you're actually putting your life out there. You need to ensure that your security is up to date. A lot of people buy security, but they don't use it, they don't keep it up to date, and then they get hit and they wonder why. And also, make sure you use secure sites. If anything looks suspicious, check. Don't just assume that it's okay. And we would also recommend that you change your passwords regularly and actually use a password manager to give yourself different passwords instead of just using the same password in all the sites that you go to.
Excellent. And for more information on internet security, where can we go?
You can go to our website. We have a lot of information up there, which is www.trendmicro.com.au. And you can also look at the government website on cybersecurity, which is www.cybersmart.gov.au.
Brilliant. Tim, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you very much, Andy.